Medieval and early Baroque music is our program this week. We'll hear music of Hildegard von Bingen, Francesca Caccini, Lucrezia Orsini Visana, Isabella Leonarda, Barbara Strozzi, and Chiara Margherita Cozzolani. Hildegard von Bingen is the composer to start with if we want to go back about as far in the history of music as we can with women composers. There is speculation that the Book of Ruth in the Hebrew Bible was written by a woman, but there's no real proof of that. And then there's the poetry of Sappho, which we know was sung. But real musical notation was invented in the year 1000 AD, so the abbess Hildegard, who lived from 1098 to 1179, was the first notated woman composer that we know of. She wrote a great deal of sacred music and was also a mystic, a writer of visionary and scientific works, an advisor to heads of state, and a teacher, a Renaissance woman 3 centuries before the Renaissance occurred. Hildegard composed 77 poems with music that form a liturgical cycle appropriate to feasts and holy days throughout the year. One of Hildegard's chants ponders the martyrdom of St. Ursula, who, legend has it, was murdered in Cologne along with the 11,000 virgins in her community. The chant is called O Ecclesia, and we'll hear it now, sung by the group Musica Sacra, directed by Richard Westenberg, with soloist Judith Malafronte. I'll read the text. Ecclesia, your eyes are like sapphires, your ears like Mount Bethel, your nose like a mountain of incense and myrrh, your voice like the sound of many waters. Ursula fell in love with God's Son in a vision. Her faith was true. She rejected her man and all the world and gazed straight into the sun, crying out to her beloved, fairest of the sons of men. With yearning, I have yearned to come to you and sit by you at our wedding in heaven. Let me race to you strangely, chase you like a sapphire cloud where the sky is purest. When Ursula had spoken, all people heard her and answered how naive she is. The girl has no notion of what she means. And they began to mock her in harmony until the burden of flame fell upon her. Then they learned how scorn for the world is like Mount Bethel, and they discovered the fragrance of incense and myrrh, because scorn for the world mounts above all. Then the devil possessed his own. In those virgin bodies they slaughtered nobility, and all the elements heard the clamor of their blood and cried before the throne of God, "Ah, the scarlet blood of an innocent lamb is spilled at her wedding." Let all the heavens hear it and praise God's Lamb in great harmony, for the neck of the ancient serpent is choked in these pearls strung on the word of God.